when a group calling itself Anti-Com announced it would be holding a rally and possible torchlight march in Charlotte late in December, reaction was swift, and it's easy to see why. Even though the name of the group is different, it would feature the same keynote speaker as the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville. That rally turned violent quickly. One counter-protester was killed. Some Unite the Right supporters in Charlottesville were heavily armed. They wore body armor and openly carried rifles and assault-style guns. Could that, too, be the scene in Marshall Park? WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Anti-Com's official website currently reads, "Under construction," but its Twitter feed is still online and sports a banner image showing four men, all their faces covered with the group's logo. But the group's love of guns is in plain sight. An assault-styled long gun and a shotgun are front and center. Early reports said Anti-Com was calling for its supporters to bring their guns to Charlotte. That post now can't be found, but their Twitter feed includes what they call a clarification. Quote, "Don't bring guns/gear until we have specifics from the police. The event is months away. Many details yet to come." So here's what's codified in North Carolina law. It is unlawful for any person participating in, affiliated with, or present as a spectator at any parade or demonstration to carry a long gun in North Carolina. This would include shotguns, rifles, AR-15s, or other military-style rifles. The law actually goes further. It bars anything that could become, quote, "a dangerous weapon" from protests. So baseball bats, crowbars, those kinds of things could be banned as well. But there are some exceptions. The first one is somewhat small. Any rifle or gun carried on a rack in a pickup truck during a parade or funeral is exempt. The second exception, however, is more pertinent to this possible rally. It has to do with handguns, specifically concealed handguns at a parade. In 2013, the General Assembly changed the law to allow someone with a concealed carry permit to have concealed handguns at parades. And North Carolina currently accepts concealed carry permits from 36 other states. So their permitted residents would be allowed to carry a concealed handgun in North Carolina. But there's an interesting clause here, too. It is still illegal to have guns of any kind at protests. So if the Anti-Com rally does in fact take place, what may decide if participants can legally carry a gun is how the city and police define the event itself. Would it be a rally or protest? Or would the city define it as a parade, in which case officials would have to decide whether or not to issue Anti-Com a permit? The group now says they will be applying for a permit soon. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.